Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Muriel Bowser thinks people worldwide have a human right to come to these United States, legally or illegally. And the nation's capital proudly proclaims itself a sanctuary city in 2016. We celebrate our diversity and respect all D.C. residents, the mayor said, no matter their immigration status. But when Arizona and Texas were overwhelmed by a million-plus illegal migrants, and their governor sent a couple thousand of them to Washington, she was outraged. According to her, they have overwhelmed the public services. The sanctuary city faces a humanitarian crisis. D.C. taxpayers should not be picking up the tab for housing and feeding these once-celebrated immigrants. We need National Guard troops to cope, she pleaded twice. Her city of 707,000 people, 10,000 city government employees, and a proposed fiscal year 2023 budget of $19.5 billion cannot cope with a few thousand migrants, I guess. But little border town should happily accommodate the tsunami of illegals Mr. Biden has allowed to cross the southern border. Chickens coming home to roost can be painful. But the real problem is the willful inability of progressive politicians and activists to foresee even easily foreseeable consequences of their decisions and then demand that scapegoats pay to fix the problems that they cause. And D.C. is about to inflict an enormous new set of roosting chicken realities on its residents and even more on its neighbors, Maryland, Virginia, and West Virginia. Led by Councilwoman Mary Che, D.C.'s City Council recently passed two laws banning fossil fuels for heating, cooking, and city-owned vehicles. Together, they position their city as a top virtue signaler on man-made climate change, which Ms. Che calls the single most important environmental issue of our time. And Mayor Bowser, of course, enthusiastically endorsed the effort. This is called the Clean Energy DC Building Code Amendment Act, and it prohibits fossil fuels for home and water heating in new commercial buildings, including residential buildings four stories and higher, starting in 2027. It also requires that restaurants and families cook with electricity instead of natural gas. Only buildings deemed essential to protecting public health and safety may use gas for backup electricity generation. The Climate Commitment Act forbids fossil fuel heat for new district-owned buildings, including schools, by 2025. It requires that all D.C. vehicles be zero emission by 2026, all district operations be carbon-free by 2040, and the entire city be carbon-neutral by 2045. Every successive fossil fuel reduction will require expanded electricity use, and that electricity is going to have to come from somewhere. And, with D.C.-based nuclear, almost certainly a non-starter power generation will presumably be via renewable energy, mostly wind and solar. But on the good days, that kind of technology is intermittent, unreliable, and weather-dependent. And they must be backed up by batteries that must be recharged constantly by more wind and solar power. And let me say this yet again. wind and sunshine are renewable and sustainable. But the materials needed to harness this energy to power modern civilization is not. We are not mature with this technology yet. This DC Green New Deal alone would require millions of tons of metals, minerals, concrete, and plastic, billions of tons of ores, and hundreds of new mines and factories in the United States, China, Africa, Latin America, and elsewhere. Just in DC. With China and India and other countries burning more fossil fuel to improve people's living standards and supply all these green energy idiots, global greenhouse gas emissions will continue to rise. Even assuming fossil fuel emissions actually do drive climate change, DC's historic law might therefore reduce average global temperatures by 0.0002 degrees by 2100. Now here's the problem. Washington already imports 100% of its electricity from neighboring states. So can virtue signaling DC government officials answer just a few fundamental questions? Exactly how many wind turbines, solar panels, and backup power battery modules will they need by 2025, 26, 40, and 45 as your electricity requirements skyrocket? And please factor in the size and type of renewable energy equipment you plan to install each year, and how many hours per day, week, and year the sun will shine and wind will blow in the decades after the systems are installed. Then I'd like to know exactly how many tons of lithium, cobalt, rare earth elements, copper, iron, magnesium, aluminum, concrete, petroleum, fiberglass, and other metals, minerals, and materials will be needed to manufacture all these turbines, panels, batteries, transmission lines, transformers, and electric vehicles and appliances. How much coal, oil, natural gas, and nuclear power will be required to operate all those mostly overseas mines, processing facilities, and factories? How much carbon dioxide, other greenhouse gases, and toxic air and water pollutants will they emit? Will DC require responsible sourcing for the massive amounts of metals and minerals needed to honor their client commitment, regardless of how this will increase your cost? Will you campaign for more mines and quarries in the United States and for opening more U.S. onshore and offshore areas to mineral exploration so we're not more dependent on China, child and slave labor, and environmental desecration on foreign lands for your raw materials? Where do you intend to locate the hundreds of wind turbines and millions of solar panels that this transition will require? On D.C. city rooftops, in Rock Creek Park, Potomac River? You going to put them in Maryland and Virginia, West Virginia, and the Chesapeake Bay and the Atlantic Ocean and connect them to D.C. with hundreds of miles of new high-voltage transmission lines through your neighbor's backyard? Do their scenic areas and habitats and wildlife have any value for you? Where are you going to warehouse your electric vehicles and a half-million, half-ton battery modules for just 1 week of backup power? That kind of battery poses significant fire hazards, and they have to be located far from residences, offices, garages, and parking lots. Electric cars and buses must be parked far from buildings and one another to avoid chemical-fueled infernos. What say will residents of these states have in these decisions, especially those who will be expected to live next to vast wind and solar farms and suffer the infrasound, the light flicker, and other tranquility-disrupting and health-impairing effects of your clean, renewable energy facilities in their backyard? What if Virginia, West Virginia, and Maryland votes and sues to take over perhaps Antifa-like actions to reject these facilities, the way mostly peaceful protesters have rejected fracking and pipelines and mining and inequality and police brutality? We assume that you think that D.C. taxpayers should not be expected to pick up the tab for trying to save the planet from climate cataclysms. But why should your neighbors be forced to pick up the tab for your meaningless zero-emission virtue signaling? Why should the rest of the world do so? But, you know, in any event, not many D.C. neighbors are excited about becoming energy colonies for our nation's capital. As it tries to become a chief arbiter of climate, energy, environmental, social, and government ethics. Some things you just can't legislate. Doesn't work ever at all. And this is one of those things. They'll find out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&A Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&A Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&A Precision.
Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. So a couple of announcements. So Aero Precision, who presents the second hour, we're about to do the Bill Project 2, or the Bill Proof Project 2. And down there in my dining room, I have a box full of parts that when they are put together, they are going to equal a truly epic AR-15. I'm looking forward to it. And that's going to be fun, and I'm going to film that, of course, and we'll film the testing and everything of that, and then we'll take it out and we'll review it. Secondly, I've been thinking about this for a while, but I haven't really known how I wanted to do it, how I wanted to present it, how I wanted to go with it. And I found a way to do it. I was having a conversation with Lee Williams, who is a frequent guest. He and Bob Keller do something called Think, Aim, Fire here on the show. And he and I were speaking. And we are in the final run-up to actually making it work and doing a video podcast. Now, the video podcast, if everything works out, will probably be called Gun Rights Unfiltered. It will be completely gun-centric. This radio show will continue to be the way it is, and this will be more of a gun-centric thing. It'll be maybe two or three times a week. We haven't figured that part out yet. And we're still in very much the planning phase of this, but we're trying to figure out where to park it, where to stick it, where to send it. And if you have any sort of input that you'd like to give on this, I'd be very happy to hear it. Email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. LOCKNLOAD radio.com. And that's what I had to tell you. But, you know. I just find that it interesting, those kind of things, those kind of developments, and especially this one about, you know, you've heard us talking about Karen Bass. Now, Karen is a U.S. Congresswoman who wants to run for the office as the mayor of, she wants to be the mayor of Los Angeles. Hardcore leftist. Hardcore leftist. So much so that she called a prominent Communist Party USA member, not just a friend, but also a mentor. She is consistently in favor of gun control measures. And on Saturday, she announced that somebody had broken in to her home and stolen two of her guns. And, you know, I don't know how that's going to work out for her. I really don't. No idea. But we get this. Candidate for L.A. Mayor and U.S. Rep. Karen Bass says her home was burglarized overnight. Bass said Saturday afternoon that her home had been broken into late Friday evening and two firearms were stolen despite being safely and securely stored. Okay. I don't have a problem with her possessing firearms at all. None. I disagree with her absolutely politically. You know, she's a law-abiding citizen. I believe this would be a safer, more polite country if more people like her or every law-abiding citizen owned and carried a gun. The problem that I have with basses that she, like everybody else on the Democrat Party, doesn't think that you ought to have a gun. There are no gun control laws, whether nationally or in her home state of California, that she doesn't support. And here's a list of stuff that she supports. Forcing gun dealers to report all sales to the federal government. Banning magazines holding more than 10 rounds. Requiring mandatory background checks for universal background checks. Basically, reinstating the federal assault weapon ban. Requiring background checks to purchase ammunition. Banning bullet buttons, which is a California thing. Let's see. Banning lending guns to one's own family members without a background check, and repealing stand your ground laws. And every one of these ideas, while ostensibly saying people can purchase and possess guns, in fact, hugely limits somebody's ability to exercise their Second Amendment right. The time and the money hurdles of background checks, not just for guns, but for ammo, will result in some people being unable to afford a gun and others being unable to get guns quickly if they have a serious need, like stalking, because restraining orders never stop people. And of course, the government has no right to tell you what kind of gun you need or want, or how much ammo you'll need or want. The thing about magazines and stuff like that is that magazines are, You never know how many rounds is going to take in order to stop somebody. You never know. And for that reason, magazine limits like that are very dangerous. But in other words, Karen Bass doesn't want you to have a gun, but it's perfectly okay for her to have two. And like all leftists, her double standard comes naturally. She's smarter, more reliable, more honest, more trustworthy than you are. So the ordinary rules, the ones she wants for the rest of you, just don't apply. Life is very good for the nomenclatura, if you're one of them. That's her position, and she's sticking to it. And it's hilarious that she found out that they have broken in on her and stolen two of her weapons, even though they were stored. I thought safe storage took care of that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is highlighting the ongoing fight against cancer. Biden traveling to the John F. Kennedy Library in Boston on the 60th anniversary of JFK's famous moonshot speech. The president renewing his pledge to end cancer as we know it.
Cancer does not discriminate red and blue. It doesn't care if you're a Republican or a Democrat. Beating cancer is something we can do together.
A top spokesman for the Kremlin says Russia's war with Ukraine will go on until its goals are accomplished. Russia has been referring to their unprovoked invasion of Ukraine as a special military operation. A vigil is held in honor of Queen Elizabeth at a cathedral in Scotland. Numerous members of the royal family, including King Charles III, were there. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. In my day when I served in the military, last thing I did was I worked in a military intelligence battalion. And I know a little bit about gathering, but I don't really know what they do with it. So I'm really not an authority on intelligence and the intelligence agencies. Except I can tell when they're not actually doing their job. You know, when I look at what they are doing, what they are actually involved in, then I can tell, okay, this has nothing to do with your mission when they become politicized. So, with no regard for their competence, apparently shared by Judge Eileen Cannon, she has ordered the appointment of a special master to review the documents seized in the Mar-a-Lago raid, which the claim is they were classified. The Justice Department appears to have been surprised that they lost credibility on this one, and they filed a motion seeking a stay on that portion of the order and a notice of appeal to the 11th Circuit, indicating its intention to file an interlocutory appeal. Now, I don't think that the trial judge, who issued a very well-considered order, will grant the stay. I don't think the 11th Circuit will either. I don't think they'll grant an interlocutory appeal on this matter. I do think all of these pleadings, though, indicate the weakness of the grounds for a search and seizure of materials at the home of Donald J. Trump, the overreach of the warrant, and the expansive search itself. Worse for the DOJ and the FBI. I kind of think this amounts to a claim that under no circumstance does the judiciary have a right to question anything the Intelligence Committee does, as long as it makes a claim of national security. Now, this is scary. That kind of a claim is very scary. It should be, and I think it will be denied. And I don't know the fine points of what it means to say a trial court order is an interlocutory order. Basically, it means that the order is not a final one. And in this case, it is merely an order covering discovery matters in a trial. As Seth Barrett Tillman tweeted, the government has not been forced to return any material and no privilege rulings have been made for which to take an appeal. He also gives an example of such an interlocutory unappealable action by a trial court. He notes that Jay Mossett refused to decide Trump's motion to dismiss the Emoluments Clause case and sat on it for 3 years until after the election when he dismissed it as moot after Trump lost. Why is the DOJ so desperate to prevent a special master, even one with security clearance, to view these documents the department asserts are classified? And the parties each have offered two candidates for the position. One of Trump's candidates sat on the FISA court that issued a warrant to him. Is he less certain to do his job properly than the National Archivist? Now, there's a few possible explanations for the desperation I can think of, none of which do credit to the Attorney General. The first and most common supposition is that the documents which they claim must be kept from the eyes of the special master relate to the FBI and DOJ's role in fashioning and perpetrating the phony Russian collusion fairy tale. That would be damning indeed, and frankly, I see it as the most likely explanation. It is improper to classify documents simply to prevent embarrassment to persons or agencies, and anybody who does this is subject to sanctions. And this is not a Donald Trump ruling. No, this is Obama. This is Obama's Executive Order 13526. It reads, Section 17, Classification Prohibitions and Limitations. In no case shall information be classified, continue to be maintained as classified, or fail to be declassified in order to, 1, conceal violations of law, inefficiency, or administrative error. 2, prevent embarrassment to a person, organization, or agency. 3, restrain competition. Or 4, prevent or delay the release of information that does not require protection in the interest of national security. Now, despite them leaking staged photos of the fruits of the search along with claims that it involved nuclear information, in the latest pleading, it's revealed that the searchers seized copious amounts of news clippings, some clothing, passports, personal tax records, and material clearly covered by attorney-client privilege. So in other words, they seem to have viewed this as a general warrant to grab everything, which is not permitted. That's not permitted. Warrants are very specific. The only nuclear thing mentioned is some document about the nuclear capacity of a foreign government, hardly the nuclear code which had been brewed about by some media lackeys. And I think the delay rankles and disturbs DOJ as much as the likelihood that a special master will find the classified information was legally declassified by Trump and had been improperly classified in the first instance to protect those who engaged in this wrongful smear of a political candidate. And this is the second of my suppositions, is related to the Hail Mary effort to stay the portion of the order which temporarily enjoins the government, pending completion of the special master's review, from reviewing and using the seized materials for investigative purposes. The warrant was issued before the grand jury in D.C. even received or received the 15 boxes of documents Trump turned over to the government. So this suggests the department was eager to use whatever they could hose up at Mar-a-Lago before a further examination of the legality of their action could be done, and not coincidentally in time to affect the midterms. And in the meantime, the department is leaking, trying to poison the public opinion and any potential jury trial. And we get this. The feds continue to leak like crazy after the order in a form of lashing out, getting the word out to the Washington Post that some of the documents related to a foreign government's nuclear program, they didn't say that such documents were classified. For years during Russia collusion attacks, whenever there was a news cycle that might help Trump in the public eye, they leaked something to grab back the news cycle. That tactic seems to be renewing itself. So, like Mark Walk, I see these pleadings as asserting that the Intelligence Committee, the very folks who promulgated and promoted the Russian collusion story, went on to cast substantial doubt on the Hunter Biden computer contents, asserting that they were likely Russian disinformation, should be the sole arbiter on this matter. The problem with losing your credibility is that no sensible person will trust you again. Often, lawyers will tell juries, false in one thing, false in everything. And true of government officials and agencies as it is for the rest of us. What they're basically wanting to do, what they're basically trying to say here, is they're basically trying to say that the intelligence community, in the interests of national security, is not, they don't answer to anybody. To anybody. If they don't answer to the judiciary, you can make sure, you're damn sure they're not going to be answering to Congress, and they probably don't answer to the commander-in-chief. So I guess they just think they're out there by themselves. This is going to be bad for them. This is going to be one of those revealing moments that are this is going to be embarrassing for them, and it should be. They should be completely embarrassed. They should be gutted, and they should be, at the very least, reconstituted. And, I mean, Christopher Wray, who was appointed by Trump to head the FBI, if he wants to save any sort of career and not go down as the one who took the FBI down with him, he probably needs to start cleaning the house now, but he's not going to. He won't. He thinks he's got it all good to go. All good to go. And in the interim, they are, it's about to get interesting for them. It's going to be interesting for us too, but it's going to be really interesting for them. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow Whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Time on the firing line. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Could it be better for freedom if things here in these United States get worse? More economic hardship, increased crime, further humiliations of America at the hands of 7th century savages. You know, business as usual under President Gumby. Should we try to save these idiots from themselves and give them an out, or let the natural consequences of their failures build into a critical mass that brings on a backlash that brings us the power we need to destroy all their Marxist dreams? This would actually be the reverse of Cloward and Piven. This would be something altogether different. Perhaps we should root for our garbage ruling class to hit bottom and start digging. Actually digging deeper. These incompetent corruptocrats have already tossing shovelfuls of dirt out the hole. It's a very cynical strategy, but this is a cynical time. There's a school of thought that says that the way to win this kind of macro societal conflict we are in is to allow the enemy to crash and burn, to so thoroughly fail to perform adequately by any metric that they discredit themselves for a generation. But only for a generation, since as long as there are stupid college students and stupider academics, there will be communists. And this is the conservative version of Cloward and Piven, where the left would burden the welfare state so heavily with deadbeats, bums, and shiftless losers that the only possible response would be a massive expansion of the welfare state, ending, they hope, in full socialism. We win by letting them lose and lose and lose and lose, despite the pain we'll feel while they do it, until they are utterly spent. And if it works, okay, but if it doesn't, would we even have in America to save? And today's scenario, if it all works out, you know, conservatives will let the Democrats screw up so badly, so very badly, that, people would demand actual freedom and capitalism as the cure. And it's not a totally wacky idea. We have had monumental backlashes before. In 1980, which I remember because I am old, but not President Krusty, old Kitty Showers old. Jimmy Carter screwed up so deeply and comprehensively that even when the American people finally picked a Democrat again, 12 years later in a three-way race with a Republican liar who asked them to read his lips and a popular spoiler elf named Ross Perot, the Democrat talked about law and order and how the era of big government was over. Of course, he didn't mean it. His wife was not the only one in their relationship faking it. So the idea is that, like a drunk waking up in a different state wearing someone else's pants and a strange wedding ring and sporting a fresh tramp stamp of Ernest Borgnine riding a surfboard while wearing a thong, the ruling class and enough people are going to come to look around and think, gee, time to get into a national 12-step. But the strategy of letting them wreck the country until the voters come crawling back to beg us to come back into power has a few problems. And these are serious, serious problems, you know, several problems. And like many problems, these derive from uncertain premises. One such uncertain premise is that there's a bottom for the left. But why would you think that? To have a bottom, which is basically the state of despair, so complete that there's really no alternative but to change direction, you have to have certain objectives. And in the case of the ruling caste, the objective has to be at some level to provide security and prosperity for the citizens. But what evidence have you seen that this is their objective? What makes you think that this is a motivating factor at all? Our trash alleged betters are very interested in their own power and position, but not so much in your safety and prosperity. Take California, please. It's 2022, and the Pico Dems running the place can't even keep the power on, much less keep hobos from defecating on the lawn. If the Democrats cared about them, they would look into the darkness and the squatting derelicts and think, well, this is not working. Time to try something that's not stupid. Now, they're never going to do that. They don't care about it. The people are not the point. That's why there is no bottom. It can get a million times worse, and they will be happy as long as they are in charge. Very short requirements for their happiness. But it's the backlash that changes things, and that forces change on a, on a very neurotic elite. Not a course correction initiated by the same captains who steered us into the iceberg in the first place. But another uncertain premise is that there would even be a backlash. Human nature would seem to dictate that people will only take so much guff for so long, but Americans have taken a lot of guff. Lockdowns, that senile idiot hectoring us, the stupid new Tolkien elf opera, and have still not gone full French Revolution on their butts at all. Not even, that doesn't build a lot of confidence here. But then again, Virginians did vote red last year. Terrifying mommy terrorists of terror did mob school boards, and Latinx Americans have said adios pendejos democraticos in massive numbers. The November election looks good, but it's all very genteel. So far, the backlash is more about going back than lashing. But if they keep up with the nonsense like their pro-groomer agenda, all bets will probably be off. Now, some on the left, on social media and bow-tied conservative ink sissies observing from their shame closets on pool cleaning day, will argue that this means we want things to get worse. What we want is not the issue. As of this moment, we have distinctly little ability to affect whether or not things get worse. But come November, we will have the chance. Do Republicans, assuming they don't screw up what should be a sure thing election, never doubt the GOP's capacity to fail? Do they bail Grandpa Badfinger and his party of perverts and deadbeats out by taking the political heat for stopping them? because there's going to be a lot of heat, and the Republicans will be tossing Granny off a cliff and putting folks back in chains by cutting budgets and holding up the climate scam and stopping debt giveaways for people who got their degrees in pronoun studies and stuff like that. As tempting as it would be just to stand by and let the Dems ruin everything in the hopes that will help us, that will help us save it. The unfortunate problem here is that you don't win by losing. That has never worked. And we need to stop them where we can. California, of course, you guys, you made your waterbed, and now you got to lie in it. Even though doing that is doing them a favor by saving them and America from themselves. We cannot, you know, I am very tempted to just let it, you know, do my best to let it go. If for those in these states that keep voting these same idiots into power, that keep restricting them so severely, like California, I don't know exactly what the answer is. Because apparently they can take a lot of guff, too. But, as is always the case, nature abhors a vacuum. And right now what's going on in the United States is creating deserts and vacuums and the like, because we don't have law and order. We don't have prosperity. And I think America is about to demand that, but we're going to see. Although it is so tempting just to let it roll, just let it go. Let it be. Anyway, back again in 21 hours between now and then. If you would, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.